Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, situated on the traditional unceded territory of the Musqueam people. I'm Miles Black. This is Chaotic Music Meetings, and I've got a special performance for you tonight. Hope is playing. Hope is set up in the studio. You know what? I'm just going to let Hope introduce himself. Hope, take it away.
Yo. How's everybody doing out there? I'm on the air again. You know, my name is Hope. Shout out to Rude Gang Entertainment. Shout out to Mama Rude Gal, Doobie. Shout out to everybody that supports us. We love y'all. Let's kick this one off with this one right here. Yeah. Shout out to Wet'suwet'en. We with you, Rude Gang's with you. Song's for you. 100 million, tell me how you feeling with the headdress on in the Holocaust singing. I've been living in a colonized world cause the color my skin has red all in it. Listen, you can hear the drum go bang, I'ma get 'em. This is Canada, man, I'm offended that you don't get it. But I get it, you don't really know better. 100 million over 500 years, this is the reason I rap at the rage. The reservation bringing all my tears, this is a place that I hope we can change. Homie hung himself only after that girl was buried. My life is full of that fentanyl and all the fundamentals. I'm in a headspace now that'll make you mental. Alcoholism, just swallow my cousin, just roll with the punches and act like it's nothing. This is the basics of being a native, cause racism came in defeat of my nation. Your mockeries, you better stop with these. This is my culture, you vulture, you fake. You're mocking me and you will not succeed. This is the reason I cannot relate. I cannot relate cause you have so much hate in your heart for an ache. But it's snacking the snakes, you giving the rhythm a shake. 100 million over 500 years, this is the reason I rap with the rage. The reservation bringing all my tears, this is the place that I hope we can change. I'm a Salish man, as y'all take my land, I have the right to stand here. Raise my hands, I hear OCM, and then the ocean slams against a stolen land where the hope began. Wet'suwet'en, whoa, Standing Rock, whoa. 100 million, yo, 500 years, yo. Y'all love to hate us, you don't know what we're made of. I'm that hope, I'm that native, I'm that hope, I'm that native. I said y'all love to hate us, you don't know what we're made of. I'm that hope, I'm that native, I'm that hope, I'm that native. I don't know. To all my people, I don't know. To all my people, I don't know. To all my people, I don't know. I don't know. We know what to do now. We get together, we march, that's what we do. All right, how we feeling? Everybody doing okay? We doing all right? Everybody like that? I know there's some listeners out there. All my family, my Coast Salish family, everybody out, Le Camel Reserve, what up? Love y'all. Here we go. Let me open this with open fists and send this love to all the kids. Auntie got me laughing, had me working for my own respect. Mama had a problem, it was me, but now I'm grown to get the point across and live my life like I'm the one to go for this. I live to get you lifted off my writtens, this is hoping there. Seems to be a beast and he's a chief, so please don't poke the bear. Reservations across the nation, yes, my home is here. Used to have a lot, but now my rent is due and I compare to y'all, but I'm a native dog, so I don't see the same at all. Seen a lot and done a lot, you see me now, I see you fall. Let's do ourselves a favor, let the neighbors know we here to stay. It's natives upon, natives upon, natives upon our way today. The art of letting go is what I'm harvesting in hope, cause as natives we made it, they hated the music, a drum in a room. Making a tune was enough to awaken the heavens and ruin a whole entire nation. Yes, this whole entire nation is facing all these faces like myself. I'm technically not a native like we used to be. I'm used to feeling different, I'm conditioned to this imagery. My mimicries are more than just a memory. It's in me and my blood, go and study that in chemistry. I'm evil talking lethal with my speech. I need the people to see what the doers are making it through the division. Envision 1 to the 2, 3 to the 4, the divide is immune. What do we do? What do we do? Music is the only thing I really know, so I stick to the rhyme and I stick to the flow. And I know, keep giving you mine and I'll never give up and I'll never get out of my zone. Come on, isn't it kind of crazy how my people are just amazing and we hold on to our culture? Let the music bring the proper sound and open up the future. Now it's on. Yeah. Exclusive. A whole new wave of coastal flames. I'm a savage and I say, hey, welcome to the Salish land. We still here, so we say, hey, don't forget about us warriors. Don't worry, just say, hey, we are with you. There's an issue, so say, hey, we gon' bring it back. We gon' bring it back now. Hey, we gon' burn the track. We gon' take the house down. Hey, all the culture, oh, how could you try to take that? Hey, that's the only keeps me going, is trying to get it back. Not even have to try. This is just my native pride. I was built up on a reservation. Take a look and you will find where my family all resides. It's where my cousin there just died. And this is heavy, are you ready? I don't think that we survive, so I say hey in a language that's not mine. So I say A-slat. Hey, this is stolen land. This is stolen land. That hey that you hear is all my people everywhere. So hey, you know my name. I'm like a beast that's been untamed. So hey, you know my girl that's MRG and she don't play. So hey, homie Doobie said let's do this, it's 420, so I said, hey, we gon' bring it back, we gon' bring it back now. Hey, we gon' burn the track, we gon' take the house down. I don't even have to try, this is just my native pride. I was built up on a reservation, take a look and you will find where my family all resides, it's where my cousin there just died. And this is heavy, are you ready? I don't think that we survive, so I say, hey. So I say, hey. Come on, say, hey. Let me say. Come on, say hey. Hey. Yeah. That one's a new one. I don't even think my girlfriend has heard that one, so that one's a little untouched there. I'm sure she's at home like, yo, I can't believe he's doing this one right now. But we out here, 101.9 CITR radio. They brought us, they brought Hope out. You know, I've been in this studio before, so I feel real comfortable here. Glad to do a live performance for y'all. Wet'suwet'en, we support you. Rude Gang Entertainment, I'm a Coast Salish person. This is our lands. We got mad love. Love y'all. We're just gonna figure out this next track here. Give me one second here. Okay. Just a second. My bad. Time here, so it's all good.
This one's for you, you, and you, and you. This one's for you, you, and you, and you. This one's for you, you, and you, and you. This one's for you, you. This one's for you, you. This one's for me. For me.
one of a kind, I can't get off the rhyme. Such a pun up in the deep as a demon inside. Such an easy deed, wanna speak my mind. I wanna see BCB ahead of the times, and I believe in me, see. Ever wonder why? When I speak, I leave mark on the beat like I need to delete these weak MCs. Walk freely to me, they need to be leaving. I rain on parades, raised on the res, right? Pain with the paint lately. Make use of the rays that are shaved down half of the flakes, and the rest can get it. I'm not in it for the flash or gimmicks. I knock off every cap that's fitted, lift every snapback. That's my gimmick from the city to the sky, cause I have no limits. This one's for you, cause I have more raps in my head than I do have room. This one's for you, so you know about the stat when you leave here thinking of the boom. It's up to you to allow me to make a move when I make this tune. So this one's from me to you, so you know about the stat when I say that crew. Go get 'em. Go get 'em. To be in the spot to the top, go get 'em. Hope up in the spot to the top, go get 'em. We up in the spot to the top, go get 'em.
Just a little snippet of that one. Let's move right into the next one here. Everybody still with me? Everybody out there? Everybody still with me? Here we go. Yeah. Look into the eyes of a real prize fighter. Look into the mind and you might not find a brighter writer. Came up from the minors, drafted designer, trapped in the gameplay. Rise to the relay, not to be easy. Rock in the evening, words at the meaning. Looking for the level when I hit the dream demon. Looking at the devil and it seems she's leaving. The hole, breathe deep when I speak, succeed on the low. Knee deep in the flow, so leave it to me to wanna put him on and put him in a state of woe. Now slow, no. Speed it up and take it to a different sound. All around, no clowns holding down the hometown. And this, that motion that you can't hold back. No slack on the track. So when the devil comes back at last, she'll say. So when the devil comes back, she'll say. So when the devil comes back, she'll say. So when the devil comes back, she'll say. So when the devil came back, I played this track. Got her on the mic and that was that. Now there's a song that you cannot match. Cause she came from a life but she left with the rap. Sit back and relax at the wordplay pass. Bad on the beat that comes across my path. At last I'ma let him know why I'm an animal. Wild type syllables send you on a mission when you're human. New condition in addition to the decibel. Medicine I had him when I managed to be handling. Holding on to heaven as I look up to the sky again. Blowing out the smoke as I provoke another note. From the mind to the pen to the words I spoke. I reach so deep when I speak some demons froze. And I mean the flow when I heave and ho. It's a pace not slow, so pick it up and pick them all apart. All the words are making art, you can see it from afar. So I'm close to the ghost, I'm close to the stars. Devil on the track, made it back. No lives taken, but she took this rap and said. So when the devil came back, she said. So when the devil came back, she said. So when the devil came back, she said. So when the devil came back, I played this track. Got her on the mic and that was that. Now there's a song that you cannot match. Came from my life, but she left with the rap. Birth of a curse in my final verse. From the dirt to the earth, and the leaves come first, and the buds emerge. Gotta calm that nerve, so I got that herb, and I got that word. Put them on the paper, now you see what's burning. Blowing out the smoke of my flows, returning. Pages turning swift like a current. Kill it when I catch it, then I kick it different with them. When I cook it for the devils and the demons and the rebels. Working with the natural, not fucking with the chemicals. Underground sounds so smooth. When I find my groove, it's a crime I do. Murder in the first, but the verse in the hearse. And the devil's gonna lurk when I'm done my work, cause there's no concern when I feel that urn. Take these words cause it's not my turn, so listen and learn as I make you say. Ooh, yeah. Now listen and learn as I make you say. Ooh, yeah. Now listen and learn as I make you say. Ooh, yeah. Now listen and learn as I make you say. Ooh, yeah. So when the devil came back, I played this track. Got her on the mic and that was that. Now there's a song that you cannot match. Came from a life, but she left with the rap, left with the rap, left with the rap.
Yeah.
All the I've embodied this here hobby as a way to say there ain't no way to stop me. Ain't no way that I'ma fade away. It's safe to say the same for all my family. Yo, we just gon' play today. Might be the day that you will see that we are here to stay. I'm here to stay. I'm here today. I'm here to tell you I've been on the come up. I don't play no games, so either way.
Get out of the way, or get up and get it. I'm heavy to hit it, or leave you beheaded. I guess that you never been in a minute to see that I'm sitting with sinners within it. For dinner, I'm writing a verse of the feature, the feast is a beating. I came here to eat, leaving them screaming up off of the feet. You can leave it to me to be reaching the peace. Now reach for the ceiling, I'm feeling the sky, filling my mind with the realest design. Risen to give me a reason to try, so say no more. Wanna say goodbye, wanna save my time for the ones who rise. If you see this side, suicide. So I say these words in the hopes that I won't have to go back down to the level. Cause oddly, I've embodied this here hobby as a way to say that ain't no way to stop me, ain't no way that I'ma fade away.
It's safe to say the same for all my family. Yo, we just don't play today. Might be the day that you will see that we are here to stay. I'm here to stay. I'm here today. I'm here to tell you I've been on the come up. I don't play no games, so either way.
All eyes on me when I drop this heat, cause I can't stand back, I'm a casualty. Snap on the rap for the fam, that stat. Take it to the top cause I can't hold back. Animal attack, put him in a trap. Oh my god, I'm a man with a plan on deck. Go get what you want, what you need. You can do it all by yourself. Don't let them have anything. Provide my mind with energy. I'm alive with chemistry. You'll find when you look inside, I can't deny this remedy. It's time for the hope to rise. I know that I'm in a place that I can achieve my goals at a pace that I just don't play. Cause
oddly, I've embodied this here hobby as a way to say that ain't no way to stop me, ain't no way that I'ma fade away. It's safe to say the same for all my family. Yo, we just don't play today. Might be the day that you will see that we are here to stay.
So say no more, say no more. I came from a cave, you can hear my roar. Either or a beast or bear, from here to there, I keep it raw, I keep it raw. Leave it to the Rude Gang, hope am I. Hope you know that we are here to take this to a place as far. Cause I be dropping bodies out here working on my craft all day. K, put a flame to the game so we can see these MCs fade away. It's not that I'm a hater, I just want you to avoid me. Making status members laughing at these slackers who just want the fame. So
oddly, I've embodied this here hobby as a way to say
there ain't no way to stop me, ain't no way that I'ma fade away. Safe to say the same for all my family. Yo, we just don't play today. Might be the day that you will see that we are here to stay. I'm here to stay. I'm here today. I'm here to tell you I've been on the come up. I don't play no games, so either way, I eat my way. I eat my way through verses, hooks, and melodies. I just don't play. Man, I don't play no games. 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 Go get 'em. Go get 'em. Go get 'em. Go get 'em. I'm out. Yeah, that one is called Here to Stay. That's from my album Handlebars. You can go get that on Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff. So we're gonna do one more. This one is kind of special, you know. It's you know what? It's hype. It's really hype. So I know there's a lot of people gonna hear this one and be like, "Yo, what's up with that? It's dirty. It's a dirty beat." So here we go.
Ride in the car with the roof down, I slide all the way into town. No one's gonna get me to frown. It's sunny and I might get an ice cream later.
Rap.
rap. Boy, you never heard of that. Never been the type to see a rhyme and try to hold it back. Rhythm and the venom, there's a riddle, I'm the runner up. Ready for whatever, all these haters need to huddle up. Run them up, they don't want me running out them out too much. And I must bust with a dangerous thrust. Trust that the flame's just way too much. Hit him with the razor, it's just way too much. You can say my name, but you see no love. You can see my team, and we say what? Wish a motherfucker wouldn't act like a sucker. Hit him in the head and something vicious. I ain't living in the present, this is it for me. I'm looking like a menace. Dudes, they look offended, cause I do this for a living. I don't do this for you, I do this for me, so
I scream.
Native savage, I will never vanish. Looking like I grew up on the res with all my aunties, and it's automatic, do a dance and do damage. Even if the drama's overpowered by the panic, I will never let it get too crazy. I'm a writer, fighter. Watch your mouth, watch your mouth, watch your mouth. You better watch your fucking mouth when you talk about me. I ain't in it for the winning, I intend to achieve. I'm at ease with the beast when I start to release in BC. All these rappers say they're better than me, but I ain't in it for the title. Do this for my people, caught up in the middle, cause supremacy is real. But the real gon' bring what the sound gon' be, and the clowns go down when you hear my team. Go get 'em. Go get 'em. Go get 'em. Go get 'em. Go get 'em.
Just heard Hope on CITR. Stick around because Hope is going to come into the studio and we're going to have an interview. But for right now, I'm going to play a track by Divorcer. And this is a new release. Some of you might know that Divorcer announced a while ago that they were not a band anymore, that they were dead. And so I don't know, is this a ghost track? This is called The Line from their new album, Debt Jubilee.
Really good, and I've been wanting to find out more about local music. Yeah, I heard about it through CITR and Discorder.
What's that?
It's a radio station. You can review all the music that comes in and help out with touring bands or just do some data entry to get started in their music department.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can just email volunteer at CITR.ca and they can help you get into the station or just come in whenever.
Well, I'll be there, so...
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Hey, welcome to CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Chaotic Music Meetings. I'm Miles, and I've got Hope right here in the studio looking at me.
Hello, hello. How are we doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Oh, are you asking me or just the general audience?
Everybody. You okay. And everybody.
Cool. Everybody. I'm doing good.
Okay, nice. Awesome. I'm awesome. Yeah, so here we are.
Here we are. Hope, I feel like we've got, like, a lot that we could talk about, and I wrote some questions out.
Okay.
But now that I look at them, they're all like every one of these could be like a full hour interview question.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah. Okay.
I tend to write really heavy questions.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I only read like maybe one or two of them.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But you've got a lot of accreditations associated with you. You're part of Rude Gang Entertainment.
Yes. Yes.
You're part of Status Crew.
Yes. Yeah.
You perform as Hope, and I've seen you perform with Mama Rude Gal quite a lot, too.
Yes, me and Mama, we have stuff. That's funny, because actually Mama Rude Gal, I told her that I didn't want to do music with her at the beginning.
Oh, yeah?
because I didn't want to, like, mix friendship or, you know, relationship and this stuff, like, business. And we didn't really have a choice.
Right.
It just happened.
It just became mixed.
Yeah, you know, it was listening to her do music, and I do music, and it was like, oh, it's exactly the same as how I do music.
Oh, really?
You know, and yeah, it would turn out really well. So now we started Rude Gang Entertainment, and she's the lead of that. So mm-hmm. It's like really nice. It's really good.
Yeah, you're doing a lot of good work with Rude Gang.
Yeah, yeah. We just released that video for Wet'suwet'en. Mm-hmm. You know, in support of them. Check out that video. If anybody's listening, go check it out. It's in support of Unistoten, Wet'suwet'en. There's some donation links on there. So if you could help out, that would be awesome.
Yeah. What's the best way for people to, like, find Rude Gang? Like, through your website, through Facebook?
Yeah, all over. You know, Rude Gang Entertainment. Mm-hmm. You're going to find, Rude Gang Entertainment. There's Rude Gang and stuff in different parts of the world that is like a bike company or something like that. But Rude Gang Entertainment is definitely where you're going to find us.
Yeah.
Status Crew, you know, just so everybody knows, Rude Gang is Mama Rude Gal, Doobie, and myself. Mm-hmm. And then actually Odinata. I feel like I said only that. Only the three, but it's actually four of us. We have Onada, who's been an addition recently.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you know, sometimes I have moments I'm like, oh yeah, it's only three. Wait, no, there's a fourth head, and so he does the producing.
Yeah, it's kind of like we were talking about Swollen Members before we were on.
Yeah,
And people who like work in the community and just like keep adding to like their family or their crew.
Yeah.
So is that you too? Like, are you building a crew?
No, you know what? Status Crew went through a time when we like had it was a crew. Mm-hmm. It was like that was we had you know, we used to roll the shows like you know at the peak of our thing. We'd show up with like 40 heads, two busloads, and rock out the show with huge crowd, you know. So but recently it's tough because you start to get farther in the craft and the writing of it and stuff like that and just in your career, and it's you know, some people just don't have the same plan that you do,
mm-hmm.
you know? So it's really, I've learned a lot on trying to make sure that your team is right and your team is for the right things. We're moving all in the same direction. We have the same paths and everything, teachings and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Rude Gang is all indigenous, and that makes sense because we all have, you know, Mama is from Blackfoot territory. and we're all Coast Salish over here. Onata is from Ontario area, so it's a thing where it just fits. She has her teachings and I have my teachings, you know, and mm-hmm. somehow they're pretty much the same.
Right.
So it's like the respect for the elders and sweetgrass and sage and, you know, obviously, but when it's in a household, everything just makes sense,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not that it wouldn't, but it does. It just for creating and art wise, it really helps. So,
yeah, I mean, and you're from Lekamel First yep. Nation, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But often when I hear you do like a land acknowledgement or something, you announce yourself as Coast Salish.
Yes, yeah.
And is that kind of like an effort to like a unifying effort or?
Yeah, just you know, this is Salish lands, mm-hmm. and that's you know we're all there's a big unity of Coast Salish people that you know so, Lekamel that's my Lekamel's my family. That's where I grew up. Mm-hmm. There's Chehalis also is a lot of my family out there. And, that's, you know, the culture is strong in those areas. So it's really nice to come from that
mm-hmm.
because people, don't really know certain things that we've seen as far as, being in the smokehouse and learning the things that the protocol that is very important in our family. And as we get older, it's more present. I have no choice to think of how I can better myself in those places so that I can be close to my family, you know, have resources and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so,
and I've heard you talk a lot at shows and like online and stuff about you want to like carry your indigeneity with you and
yeah.
like. I'm sorry, I can't remember the exact quote, but I remember you saying something about how you wanted to show people in the city what life on the reservation was like.
Yeah, you know, that's I work. Some people from my work might be listening, but I work in a place where we interact a lot and we talk and we're all friends. It's a restaurant, right? So people like to party and you know see how you do it. Everybody's interactive. You're a server, so you're constantly, hey, how we doing? Mm. So when the coworkers, it's the same thing. And I've just, you know, had interactions with certain people that had no clue. Zero. Right. They're like, oh, I had no clue. And I'm like, that's really sad because it is a part of Canada and we're living it, you know, all the time. As far as an MC goes, I got no, you know, things in my life. You look back at them and it's like, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, why is that like that? Why is it such a huge collection of toxicity? And stuff like that, right? And so fighting with my cousins and stuff. I didn't even know they were my cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And then you learn, and they're like, whoa, okay. Mm-hmm. So we've been teaching all that we can through our music, and I think that helps. You know, Mama Rudgal talks about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If you know Doobie, my partner Doobie, his name is Doobie, but he's from Skatee Nation, so he's like interior Salish. So he still has a lot to talk about, and he still has a lot of family like that too. We all do. It's mm-hmm. just so common how we're all like, "Whoa, okay, you too? Oh, you too?" You know, it's kind of, that's what I talk about in that alcoholism, just swallow my cousin, just roll with the punches and act like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because how many natives could relate to that? You're like, it's just, and it happens again, and you're like, yeah, okay. Just soak it up and go with it. You know?
Yeah, and like every one of your songs seems like a bomb dropping. Like there's so much to unpack.
Yeah,
you work so much into the lyrics.
Yeah.
So it's like it's amazing to listen to over and over again.
Yeah. Pick things out.
Yeah, like every time I listen to your albums, like I hear something new every time, and I'm learning more every time.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
And it's cool to see, like, I love when artists can, like, distill their feelings or, like, what they're trying to communicate
yeah.
into a song.
Yeah.
Because it does seem like it gets packaged into a song, and then you get to unpackage it every time
you listen
to it.
Totally, yeah. I mean, it's, I think in the early stages, it was always about make sure you got a good sound. Concentrate on... Okay, well, tones too. Like I'm like really. I recently discovered that I have a deep voice,
mm.
and to me, that was like, what? No one's told me like you have a really deep voice. And I was at work, and this is literally like in the last 6 months, and someone was like, you have a really deep voice. And I was like, I do music. I listen to my raps all the time. Mm-hmm. But then that's where I started to discover tones, you know, even with Mama. I was explaining this to Mama Rugal recently. It's like, we got different tones. So you can listen to a Mama Rugal track and it's like, oh, great, you know, and that's that tone. You know, and then you hear mine and you're like, that's hope. That's, mm-hmm. you know, so for me, I've been concentrating on making sure that I don't stay one tone while I rap. And that helps with that's when it comes into the beat making process of it. You start to listen to the producer, right. The beat maker. He's gone four bars, changed. And now I'm like, why would I, you know, I don't keep with that. I try and go with the beat in a lot of different ways, and that's, those formulas are crazy. Mm. So you can't do them all the time.
Yeah.
You know, you can't always go with, okay, well, I got to change here. You know, I got to like stick with the sound that I know people are going to like. So it's tough.
That's crazy to me to think that you could like discover that about yourself, like to realize that you have a deep voice.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense because like everyone's tone is totally distinct.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just your voice. Like,
yeah.
You wouldn't think about it in context of other people's voices.
It's yeah.
Just, that's your sound.
Yeah. And I still haven't, but I start to think about what note my voice is in.
Okay.
Right? It's like, okay, well then, you know, then you can start to think about, there's certain singers who sing in that note. And
right.
What successes did they have? You know, and it might make sense. It might be like, okay, yo, that tone, it really came down to that tone. You know, like Mama Rudgal sounds, I always go back to Mama Rudgal because I listen to her all the time. But I go back to her, she's like 90s hip hop, right? That sound, you're like, that's like a lead, you know, it's right there. So people, I've been in crowds with people and they're like, yo, she sounds like 90s hip hop that I used to love.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not, you don't really hear much of that anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh yeah, she's got that tone.
But the people who like grew up listening to 90s hip hop are starting to work it into their music now.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and they, you know, they couldn't even sometimes distinct the, they're like, when did that come out, 90s? No, that's right now, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So
cool.
But
I think I do want to play a track if that's cool.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Also before we were on mic, we were also talking about JB, the First Lady.
Yep.
And JB's got a new, album that came out in November.
Yep.
Righteous Empowered Daughter.
Yes.
It charted this week. Like, the charts haven't even gone out yet. They'll go out tomorrow, but
okay.
She's on there.
Oh, nice.
So I wanted to play a track from this album.
Yes, let's hear it. Love it.
Okay. Well, this is Planting Seeds, featuring Eternia and Missy D.
Yes. Ready?
We let her breathe like we plant seeds like we let her breathe like we plant seeds
like this. Let's go.
Hey, yeah. God grant me time, I've lived 9 lives. Some days I didn't feel inspired, now I'm all smiles. On fire, realigned, so I see the signs. Reading the unseen like a manual to paradise. The fear of dice throw, no more. I can feel my life flow. I can feel his rays when the light's low. Might slow down on the mic, I will not go. Every time I think the gig is over, there's an encore. Do you want more? My roots run deep and wide. Down to that living water inside, I got an overflow. Here comes the rain, but my hope floats. Friends, folks, and strangers all test of what I wrote. No joke, peep my life story. I am just a walking testimony of the grace he has bestowed on me. Fear is real. Faith is the muscle I build. Give me the strength to move mountains and I will. Yeah, feel the spirit. People are reborn through it. I am not your savior or the answer, but a conduit. Lost and found in the music. All of y'all know the truth when you hear it. Your soul will lead you to it.
Yeah. Let the beat go. Planted seeds like, come on.
If you do the math, you're on the right path. Everything is everything, natural law. Still strong after all the wrongs. We still sing victory songs. Never disappear, we're here. Strong heart, mind, and spirit. Baby, be great and fearless. Ask question in stillness. Take a deep breath, manifest. You'll never be without. In time, it will work out. Build up your spirit, all my nations, all my relations, strengthen foundations. POC is the key, it's in the trees, it's in the breeze. Connected, yeah, and me. It's not complicated, defend the sacred waters in the land, it's all part of the plan. So many teachings, so many meanings, so many feelings, creating life while we're dreaming. Women are supernatural beings, crashing all through the ceilings. Our lyrics are healing. E.T., J.B., Missy D., it's all going down, it's all going down.
We let it breathe like, we planting seeds like, we let it breathe like, Missy D, ha. Talk about gardens while we planting some of the seeds. Talk about the way you and I live and breathe. Little bean, little seeds, what you want me to do? Talk about the real you and the real roots. Don't worry about it, you know that you got me. It's more than a harmony, feel the air we breathe. TLC, our lives flow like waterfalls. Don't go chasing them dollars, lie. So plant your feet, talk to the ancestors, high and low. It's not the amount of shows, amount of gold. Water your seeds and watch it grow. Respect to our youth and our elder folks. I sang it to you, you a daughter, a soul. I plant seed in these rhymes, let it yield and so forth. Melodies fade, melodies made. Back to summer days. Take me back, back to a time, back to the future where it blooms and aligns. Home is where I belong. Rise up to the voices in this song. Rise up, and listen up. Are you the token of the art, or you've come really far? Change is what we are, you can take this apart. The seed is in you, planted from above, but we downer people. I said, the seed is in you, planted from above, but we downer people. Grow, go, grow, go, grow, go.
That was JB the First Lady from her album Righteous Empowered Daughter. You're listening to CITR, Chaotic Music Meetings. I'm here with Hope.
Yo.
Yo.
Hello.
So I really want to get to talking about your upcoming album.
Okay.
Red Man.
Yep.
When's that come out?
You know what? We can't give that date away.
It's too soon.
It's too soon, yeah. Cool. Yeah. But yeah, that 100 million track I just released is actually part of that album.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first release from it.
Yeah.
But actually a little info on that track 100 million is just, made specifically for Wet'suwet'en, that video and that recording.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people are playing it on the radio and stuff, and it's just something that I did for that certain event.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to get in the studio and do like a real version so that when you get the album, it's going to be, okay, this is really like how we, you know, that was a live performance for the video and stuff. So, yeah, that we got that. And then we actually have a track, Red Man, that we're working on right now. And we got a grant from TELUS, Story Hive, $10,000 grant for that. So we're stoked on that. That really pushes Rude Gang forward, you know, to make this album happen and mm-hmm. get some PR on it and stuff like that.
So the track for Wet'suwet'en,
yeah,
that was kind of a like time specific thing. Like you wanted to get that out immediately.
Yeah, that track I've been sitting on. It was written for somebody else.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was, yeah. I don't really want to give that person any shine.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say their name. But there's a lot of people who can probably hear that and be like, I know exactly who he's talking to.
Right.
But, yeah, so that was, I was sitting on that for a little bit. And then when they raided the camp, when they made those arrests, me and Mama Rude Gal were really angry. Mm-hmm. And we always, like, what can we do? And so that's what we were like, hey, well, we got a studio and we got video equipment. So let's just record what we could, record the recording process and put a little sign in the back saying we support Wet'suwet'en and Unist'ot'en. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was fun. It was really crazy, but it was emotional. So I was, you know, had moments. I just felt really sad. And so that's why at the end there, you know, I laugh, but I'm not really laughing. I'm like kind of hurt by it, because it's been in my life. We got, I grew up on a reserve. So we got like, there's a lot of pain there. That's what you learn when you're older, is dealing with the pain of that. It's really sad. Mm-hmm. And so our family members are, I mean, we're the first generation, me and my sisters and cousins and brothers, we're actually the first generation to not be in direct contact with residential schools. Mm-hmm. My aunties and uncles were. So we're right, boom, the only ones who don't have any contact with that dark side, mm-hmm. right? So we're able to finally come out and not be so buried with pain, mm-hmm. that we can't say these things. And I'm out here right now and I'm going hard, yeah. you know? So,
and I want to thank you for being here today and for playing that song today.
Yeah, of course.
Like, that means a lot, and it's so important to show support.
Yeah.
And they're calling for support right now.
Like, yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah. So, but you know, Redman, if I can give you a little info about Redman,
please.
We did an album cover for Redman, and if anybody, you know, the album cover alone is a piece of art. What we did is we took an advertisement of the 60s Scoop, mm-hmm. AIM, and that was something that we took to influence our album cover. You know, so you have me advertise as one of the babies that was going to be fostered out. So that's the album cover. You know, I think the album cover alone says a lot, and that's right off the bat. That's what we wanted. We wanted, okay, soon as we do something, like, you don't even have to hear the song. You don't have to see the video. All you have to do is look at that album cover and go like, whoa, mm-hmm. what is that? People, it's a kind of a mystery, but you know, my girl might be like, why are you telling them this right now? But
well, and I saw like a promo video that Rude Gang put out for the album.
Yeah.
And it's got like the album imagery.
Yeah.
In it.
Yeah.
And it seems like, is it a really like reflective album? Like, are you looking into, like, are you focused on the past for this album?
No, I'm actually focused on our current state. Mm-hmm. You know, on Indigenous people, it's interesting. I'm getting older. So as you get older, you start to realize things. And I grew up just kind of ignorance towards not caring, whatever. It's all good, whatever. This is how we are. Mm. And then you start to learn that's not okay. That's not how we need to change something. We need to, like, This is not okay. We're not even allowed to fish when we want. There's not even enough fish left, you know? And so that's, it's a problem. That's my kids. I'm Coast Salish. I'm part of the Stalo Nation. Stalo means river. So Stalo people, we're the river people. There's rules that we have with nations up the river. Like the that's just our vein. That's our life. Right. Mm-hmm. So, to this day, there's my auntie is Quetzaltatl. I don't know if you know who Quetzaltatl is. Do you know who she is?
No, I don't.
She's the one that started Camp Cloud.
Okay.
Yeah, and well, I'm not. You know, there's she's the main founder of Camp Cloud. But I grew up hearing about a lot of the stuff that she went through. Directly, we were actually out there, and she was she made a protest in her court case. She was getting charged for fishing. Mm. She made a stand and put on her regalia and started to play her drum in the courtroom, and she got arrested, put in jail. The drum was looked at as a weapon.
Really?
Yeah. So that was a long time ago, you know. So we've come a long way. I was also with my family, and we went to support Chiam when they were battling CP Rail. over some stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. To me, it's too young to really know the details of that, but we've always been there. So it's these voices that we finally have are strong, and we're mm-hmm. coming out hard. And that's why I actually just sat down with JB, the first lady, the other day. We had that talk, and I sat down with Snotty Nose Res Kids yesterday. So we're all we're talking. We know what's up. We know we're doing what we want to do.
Yeah.
And we're going to support each other. And, you know, the 100 million track that I just did, it's fully for support of Wet'suwet'en. So there's no, whatever happens, happens. I don't want it. I'm not trying to get anything from it, you know, as far as, I mean, I just like to do music. Yeah. And it turned out really well, so.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is the way that you can show some real meaningful support. Like,
yeah.
This is what you do.
Yeah, totally. So, yeah, I mean, you have my whole family's Fisher. We're fighters and fish people, you know. So we spent a lot of time working hard mm-hmm. and in our family. So it only reflects that I'm glad to be doing this music and doing it in my homeland, because I was in New York for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's where I always thought, like, yeah, I have to go back to New York to do rap. But now I'm here. I'm like, nah, this is where I need to be, because right. this is my homeland. And this is people are really happy to hear that I'm a Salish man having this voice. Yeah. So
how did that change your perspective of where you're from? Like, when you went to New York when you were like 20, right?
I did. Yeah. I was, I grew up on the reserve. I grew up in East Van till about grade two. And then I moved to the reserve. I grew up in East Van, and it was pretty, pretty dark and pretty, like, it was pretty rough. Mm. And then going to the reserve, it was exactly that. So right. it was like real comfortable. Transition was real easy.
Right.
But yeah, it's, you know, the reserve, what was the original question?
Oh, when you moved to New York.
Yes.
And you were there for a while.
Like, yeah. Okay.
How did that change your relationship?
So going to New York, I grew up on a reserve and then went to New York. So I was a res kid. I had no city experience on my own. It was a big wake-up call. I had to get a job right away, start working. And that's when you start to really reflect. I start to reflect when I'm in New York working, like, wow, look at what I'm doing. This is crazy. And then after 3 years, you come home and see your family, and it's like, I've been to the city, and it's insanity. So you get shown what's out there, and then you come home to the reserve. I'm constantly like, yo, like, let's do this. And I was having that chat with Mama Rudgal too. It's like, let's go, you know, with my family. I love to see that they do good stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like there, like, yo, let's go. Like, what do you need? Like, let's get things moving here. Yeah. Because it's so common to just get stuck on the reserve. You don't really have much. You need people to come and tell you, like, yo, there's different stuff out there that you don't even know about, different areas. Vancouver people might not like Vancouver. Well, there's other places that are different than Vancouver.
And now you're going back and forth.
Yeah, yeah. And so I have to go back to the reserve. It's interesting to say that, but it's like I not move, but that's where I can learn my culture.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's been kept. And so now I'm in the city and I don't have certain things. I don't have those connections. You know, I have some family over North Van and stuff like that. But it's when I go home that I'm like, hey, I missed out on learning how to make a net. You know, and that from an elder.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's huge. You know, that little skill. Just like learn how to make a net. From somebody who's been making it for a long time, you know, so.
Sorry.
It's all good.
We're almost at the end of the program.
Okay.
So I do kind of want to wind it up, but
yeah.
I just want to thank you so much for being here and,
oh, of
and
course.
Sharing.
Well, thank you for having me.
I'm really looking forward to Redman coming
yeah.
out. Whenever it comes out, I'll be yeah. waiting for it.
Okay, yeah.
And we'll play it. Yeah.
One thing, can I mention, anybody out there between the ages of 15 and 30, my lady, Mama Rude Gal, does community service grants. She works for Taking It Global. Mm-hmm. So I always like to throw this out there. If you're a youth between the ages of 15 and 30 and you got an idea to help the community, hit up Mama Rude Gal or go through Taking It Global. Mama Rude Gal handles all the grant applications in BC.
Right.
Yeah. So it's going to be going through her. And, you know, like we've had this discussion, they don't really turn down too many people. They want these youth to get these funds. So mm-hmm. it's $250, $750, and $1,500 grants.
Right.
And that's just money that they want to give away to people. So if anybody's out there and is listening to this right now, it's out there. They're looking to give money away. So
yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
you're doing good work.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we're trying. You know, staying positive.
Yeah,
got a little one at home, so yeah, so it keeps us going.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Thank you again.
Of course. Yeah.
And also, like, if you're listening out there. Wes Sableton is having a fundraiser and rally January 16th at noon. This is on UBC outside the Sauder School of Business. So UBC kids, if you want to show your support for Wes Sableton, that's when it is, January 16th, 12.
Yeah, can I throw in one last thing?
Go for it.
I'm going to be, what is that, noise complaint?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On Friday.
I can't believe we didn't
get
to that.
Yeah.
That's a CITR event.
It is.
At the Avant Garden.
Yep.
On Friday the 18th.
Friday the 18th. And then on Saturday, I will be at the Wet'suwet'en Dance fundraiser.
Right.
Heavy lineup of Indigenous artists on there.
Yeah, nice.
And we're all in support of Wet'suwet'en. So... yeah, check that out. Redman, it's coming out soon. And yeah, we'll see you on Friday.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Thanks, Hope.
Thank you. Cheers.
All right, this next track is a new Devours track. This is coming off of Devours' upcoming album, Iconoclast. It hasn't come out yet. It's just this track. This is called Curmudgeon.
Nostalgia's the worst. Who even needs to give a fuck about the 90s anymore? Yet I can't get enough of it. Remove my bones and shove me back inside my parents' VCR. Guess I got what I wanted. I dug my own grave. Man who passes the test, who's willing to watch Basic Instinct in Candyman on VHS, because I got what I wanted.
Alabama. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Hey, y'all, be sure to catch Exploding Head Movies Mondays at 7 at CITR.